I'm sure you've tried a variety of natural deodorants as part of your basic self-care. And recently, we've tried a natural deodorant that actually works for both of us. It has a fully sustainable design with an aluminum case that comes with biodegradable and recyclable refills that you just switch out. So it's super convenient. You can get the flexible subscription option or just purchase them as one-offs. The orders are customizable. You can choose your case color, the scent combinations, and you can get a variety of beautiful fragrances of essential oils.
It's also eco-friendly with all natural ingredients, aluminum and paraben-free, as well as vegan and cruelty-free. And I really appreciate that this product doesn't stain my clothing. And it seems to last all day long with one application.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You just put it on in the morning and you're done for the day. So go wild today if you want to try this product with a special discount of 25% off your first order when you use the promo code NATURALHEALING at checkout. Go to wearewild.com with promo code NATURALHEALING at checkout. Enjoy. Very often at the beginning of a new year or during a time of transition, we set new goals and have new desires. But what often happens is that as we set these goals and time goes by, we come out of alignment with them. And then we wonder, what happened? Why have we not achieved these goals? And much of the reality behind this is that we are dwelling on the negative. So dwelling on the negative not only damages your health, but it can also cause you to come out of flow with what you truly want because you're so fixated on what you don't want. And this patterned way of thinking about the negative, it lowers your vibrational frequency, it changes the way you think and your outlook on the world. And what that ends up doing is it ends up steering you away from what you actually want. And then you start to actually attract more of what you didn't want in the first place. Welcome to the Natural Healing Podcast, the show designed to guide, inspire, and empower you to elevate your health so you can achieve your goals and dreams. We are your hosts, Dr. Satara Moafi
and Salvador Cefalu,
a husband and wife team of acupuncturists and owners of a Center for Natural Healing, an integrative wellness clinic based in the heart of Silicon Valley.
We're here to make the ancient wisdom of healing practical and accessible for your modern lifestyle.
A 2020 study demonstrated that we think at least 6,000 thoughts per day. That's 6,000 opportunities for you to attract what you want, which brings up the question, why do you not have what you want if you have 6,000 opportunities a day? In my eyes, it's because you are focusing too much on the negative. And focusing on the negative continues to bring in what you don't want, as I said earlier. But knowing that you have this many thoughts to work with in a day, we can change our mindset, change the way we set goals so that we can actually achieve the outcome we desire.
But we come up against something that is, you could say, patterned in our life from a young age. The time that we come out of the womb, the conditioning begins. That conditioning begins with our parents, and it begins with our relationship with our family, our extended family, and then society itself, all imposing a certain perspective upon us. And as we all know, that perspective is often not a positive one, especially if you look at what the media puts out. From that perspective, media thrives on bad news. So this aspect of conditioning is all about the earth element, because the earth is about our relationships with family, and our relationships with the outside world. And the organs of the earth element are the spleen and stomach. And so you can see how it's imperative to work on our digestion, our gut function, our gut health, you know, the whole idea of the gut-brain axis and how that plays such an important part on being able to have positive thoughts.
Yeah, because when your gut is unhealthy, when you eat, let's say, a lot of junk food, or, you know, one of the ways too that your gut can become very unhealthy is by thinking too many negative thoughts. Because of what Salvador mentioned with the gut-brain axis, your thoughts impact your gut health and your gut health impacts your thoughts. So when you're eating a lot of junk food, you're going to think more negatively or have greater propensity to think more negatively. And when you think more negatively, this is also going to negatively impact your gut health. So it's important to pay attention to what you eat, but it's also really essential to pay attention to the information that you have coming in, your perspective on the world. And because we're inundated with negativity, it's our duty as individuals. If you want to make an impact, not just on your individual life, but if you're also worried about what's happening globally, which we all are, we have to make those differences within ourselves first to create the ripple effect in the external world.
Yeah, if we're shoveling a lot of negative images onto our brain, you could just imagine the negative output that's going to have, or impact it's going to have on our digestive function. I noticed during this stressful period, I have close relations with the Palestinian community and watching the suffering going on, I started developing some digestive imbalances. And surely it's just because of the stress that we embody. With that being said, the soul that is held within the spleen is called the yi. And this is the soul that controls your mind. And it's about our ability to focus. And so if we have a toxic gut, it's really going to impact our ability to focus. Or if we have a lot of toxic thoughts, it's going to impact our ability to focus because we're breeding, you know, that type of toxicity in body and mind.
So it's important to build up your gut health. We've talked about this in a lot of different episodes, but one of the main things that you want to do is A, pay attention to what you eat. And when we say pay attention to what you eat, simply bringing mindfulness, as we often say, awareness is the first step to healing. So just bringing mindfulness to the foods that you're taking in, because very often when we're eating kind of junk food or things that are not good for us, it's for comfort. And it's also in ways that, you know, are kind of a distraction or to kind of pass the time or not have to think about how upset we feel. So bringing more mindfulness to the times when you're eating instead of just eating while distracted is going to make a huge difference in the choices that you make with food, but also making sure that you're paying attention to the type of information that you take in. Because we're so surrounded by all of the negative, I'm not saying that you shouldn't pay attention to the news and you should completely be oblivious to what's happening with world events, because we also don't want that. That's kind of avoidance and like it's sticking your head in the sand. But you want to be aware of what's going on, but also focus and project out what you want to have manifest instead. Because focusing on what's wrong and what we don't want is going to perpetually bring in more of that. So we want to set goals clearly. You have to strengthen the spleen and stomach because those are the organs of transformation. Those are the organs that are going to help you improve your gut health. But at the same time, as we've been talking about and as we talked about in the previous episode, episode 79, especially if you're going through the winter months, but just globally because there's so much stress, this is going to be important regardless. You have to also strengthen your kidney energy. You cannot neglect the kidneys because when the kidneys are weak, your willpower is going to be weak. You're going to be filled with fear and you're going to have all these feelings that are going to inhibit you from manifesting what you actually want.
Yeah. Furthermore, on the topic of purifying the mind, you can see how purifying your gut, as we were just talking about, is so key. And so it's no wonder that, you know, people who are spiritually practicing, you know, you could say people like monks, they are really cleaning up their diet. They have a very simple diet and that's going to lighten up their mind and purify their yi. So this whole concept of the purifying the soul of the mind. And so think about that in the new year. It's often a time that we give up those things that we feel aren't good for us. But don't think about it just in terms of giving up something, you know, for this time being. Just think about it in terms of purifying your mind and purifying your life and your well-being in body and mind. And so food elimination is really important. Pay attention to foods that bother you. I mean, obviously we know foods that are processed aren't good. Foods that are very high in sugar aren't so good. If you have a damp terrain, so if you just look at your tongue, if it has a thick coating on it, you say there's more of a fungal terrain. Or if you have a very swollen tongue, you're not processing, you're accumulating too much dampness, you're not processing fluids well. So then you don't want to have a lot of dairy during that time until you see those changes. Dairy is not necessarily bad, but it is very stagnating and damp forming. The same could be said about fruits. Fruits are extremely hydrating, and that's why they're important. But they're so hydrating that if you have a lot of fruit or if you're already damp, it could exacerbate that. So if you have like a candida terrain, then you got to really abstain from fruits. If you could tolerate fruits, then maybe just stay away from, like we say, generally speaking, the tropical fruits because they're more concentrated in sugar.
Fatigue, bloating, gas, acid reflux, poor or excessive appetite, diarrhea, or constipation. These are all symptoms related to poor gut health, which provides the foundation for your entire well-being. And while making the dietary and nutritional changes necessary to improve your gut health might seem overwhelming, there is an easy way to begin your transformation. Visit sataramoafi.com/gut health to download my free audio guide on how to improve your gut health in just 1 week. You'll learn three incredibly simple yet powerful strategies to improve the health of your gut, to boost your immune system, improve your mood, deepen your sleep, and even strengthen your mental clarity and ability to manage stress. Go to sataramoafi.com/gut health to start feeling better in just 1 week. That's sataramoafi.com/gut health.
Now, in terms of your kidneys and your willpower and this whole concept of fear, which is really like the root of all emotions or all, the root of all negative emotions, is how this dampness, we say, basically just kind of like is going to suppress your Ming Men, your life gate fire. And in the five element model, the spleen and stomach are the controlling elements of the kidney. And so you have to really pay attention to your earth element and support this to allow your kidneys to express themselves and to allow you to be able to go into yourself. You know, if your mind is not clear, it's hard to settle down and sink into yourself, you know, basically to get in touch with your higher self, to not be bogged down by your ego, you could say, your identity with self. So you want to go into the mystery of yourself. And that's your kidneys. And within your kidneys, we say, is programmed your Ming. Your Ming is your curriculum of life, your path of destiny.
And when we talk about the kidneys, there's a really important relationship that we have to keep in mind. And that's the relationship between the heart and the kidneys. Because in order to be able to go deep into that mystery that's held within the kidneys, your curriculum, and retrieve it and express it out into the world, you must have an open heart. And the problem with focusing a lot on negativity, and especially the negative news, is that we end up having trauma come into our hearts. And when your heart is carrying trauma, it closes down. It creates a lot of blood stagnation. It prevents you from fully expressing yourself, which then helps you actually, instead of attract what you want, to continue to attract what you don't want. And so this pattern continues where you feel stuck, where you feel worn down, where you feel anxious, and you're not really sure where to turn. And it only takes a certain degree of self-care, a certain degree of focus in order to realign yourself and come back into what you truly are meant to do in this lifetime.
So this idea of opening your heart is supported by the lungs, which helps you diffuse your chi, helps the heart spread the chi. And on a psychological level or emotional level, this involves letting go of the trauma And a big part of that, as we've talked about in the past, is the idea of forgiveness. So this is a fundamental component to allow your heart to open, to allow the love to spread, not only out into the world, but down into your kidneys so you can love yourself. Kidneys is the domain of yourself, your relationship with self. And we're not talking about your ego self. We're talking about your higher self.
And one of the easiest ways to strengthen your lungs, so when you feel like you're very stuck at some point in your life or that you are feeling a lot of sadness or grief or depression that we've talked about in a few of the past episodes, episode 78, 79, are some of the most recent ones where we've addressed these issues. Going back a little further, you'll find some information about that as well. But the point is that, you know, you really have to work with, you can work with essential oils, you can work with foods, but most importantly, you want to move your body. You want to open your lungs by through movement, through embodiment, through breathing deeply, through doing Qigong practice, through doing yoga practice, because in my eyes, it's very difficult to change your mind. The mind has conditioning from such a long history that it's really hard to just tell yourself, think differently, be positive. But the body responds more easily and more quickly. So when you focus on changing the way that you move or just moving in a new way, this immediately starts to shift your mindset. So when you feel better in your body, you actually start to operate from that place of feeling better. And when you operate from a place of feeling better, you're going to have a more positive outlook on life.
And then the idea of relaxation, because as you cultivate relaxation, you lower the stress response and you're allowing your liver energy to ease up. So it's not so intense, because when the liver is intense with our feeling frustrations and anger, then it could oppress the lungs. So the lungs can't diffuse. And the lungs won't be able to descend either into the kidneys, because that's also an important part of Chinese physiology, or understanding physiology according to Chinese medicine, is the lungs diffuse their qi to strengthen that willpower of the kidneys, helps you strengthen the adrenals, helps you manage that stress response, helps you cope with stress in your life. So you're not just like pinging off the wall and, you know, overreacting. It's about grounding your energy. The liver ascends energy. So is your energy constantly ascending? Are you always angry? Are you always just kind of pissed off, inflamed? If your body is inflamed, then there's some psychological aspect that's also inflamed. So cultivating relaxation, you could work with things like alpha and theta frequencies, you know, sit in meditation to help and train your brain to go into those states where your brain is slowing down.
You can actually find tracks on YouTube that are actually take you into alpha and theta. So you don't even have to do the practices yourself. There are a lot of different methods that teach you how to shift into those states. One of which is the Silva method, which we've both studied, but you can actually just put these tracks on and, you know, measurably, it's been shown that listening to these sounds will take you into those specific brainwave frequencies. So literally think about it. When you change your brainwave frequency, you change your vibrational frequency, how you operate in the world, from a state of stress and fear to a state of calm and relaxation. So doing that internally, once you get there with yourself, that's what's going to help you to push it out into the external world. Because as you all know, how you vibrate internally is going to reflect out into the external world. That's why we all have to take as individuals responsibility for how we talk to ourselves, for how we talk to each other, for how we treat ourselves, how we treat each other, and see that as a small percentage or a small contribution to the way that the world is vibrating globally now. And as we change the way that we treat ourselves and talk to ourselves and each other, this is the first step that we can take toward changing what's happening around us.
Yeah, and that was a great gift from Jose Silva because he developed a series of techniques. And they're all rooted in working with alpha and theta brain waves to calm your brain, your nervous system, and to allow yourself to connect with your higher self and to allow yourself to have more clarity, purifying the yi, to allow yourself to focus. The Jose Silva method is all about focusing and controlling your focus. So you're having clarity of focus. You're working with specifically trying to focus on what you want to bring into your life or create in your life. So it's all about, he was like one of the original teachers of manifesting.
So how do we set goals that we can actually achieve? How do we manifest what we actually want instead of more of what we don't want? Well, based on our discussion today, you've learned really five key things that you can do with your internal body in order to create the changes within you so that you can manifest those changes in the external world. The first of those is to focus on improving your gut health. Now, we have a number of resources and past episodes about this, but essentially the most basic thing you can do is just start to pay attention to what you eat, because the more mindfulness you bring to that process, the more easily you're going to be able to make changes in a more healthy direction. The second thing is that you want to focus on keeping the kidney energy strong or nourishing the kidneys. And we've talked about this in the last episode, episode 79, about fortifying the kidneys through different foods. But also you can fortify the kidneys through more rest, more meditation. And also, thirdly, making sure that your heart is calm. So making sure that you're really mindful of the information that you're taking in so that you're not traumatizing yourself to shut down the heart so that it can have a clear connection with the kidneys, retrieve those deep mysteries, and help you really get clear about what you want so that you can express it in the external world. Fourth, you want to make sure to relax your liver chi. So having too much anger, having too much frustration, having all these emotions that help us or make us feel stuck is going to actually inhibit us from bringing our goals to fruition. So you have to relax your liver chi in order to increase your willpower, in order to have the courage and the vision to carry out your goals and dreams. And as you relax the liver, as the diaphragm softens and releases, this is going to allow your lungs to diffuse. So you'll be able to take deeper breaths. You'll be able to let go and forgive so that you can actually create more of what you want in your life.
I like the idea of not trying to force something in your life. Just let the process unfold as you cultivate a more peacefulness within yourself. And that's why working with that stress response is really a fundamental aspect of this whole sequence.
Yeah. And really making sure, first of all, that you know what you want, instead of saying, I'm really annoyed that this is happening in the world. I'm so sad about this, or, I'm not getting to the goals I want with my work or with my family or my relationships. But instead, really asking yourself in the positive, what do you want? Because the only way that you can get what you want is to know what that is. And I think most people don't get to what they want because they're unsure. They don't have that certainty, that clarity. And so knowing what you want also can come through as you make these changes in your health. Because as much as what you achieve in your life is going to have its own outcome in terms of your health, right? Because a lot of people get impacted by what they bring into their lives. How you treat yourself, how you are in your physical body is going to also have a huge impact on what you're able to achieve in your life. So making sure that you take care of your body, making sure that you calm your mind, all of those factors are so essential. Paying attention to where you put your attention, because so much of our influence comes from outside of us. If we're always focusing on what's wrong in the world and with our lives, that's going to continue to manifest.
These are ideas to help you become empowered, to move away from the idea of feeling like you're the victim in life, which makes me think of the saying, which goes like this: if you see all around you enemies, maybe you are the source. Maybe you are the enemy. So watch the negative thoughts that you hold within yourselves, because they're often projected outside yourself.
And make sure that you make peace with that enemy. You know that that's where it's coming from. Know that you are responsible for the changes that you want, instead of feeling, like Salvador mentioned, being a victim. Know that you can make a difference when you just focus a little bit more. But most importantly, when you really allow yourself to take care of yourself. We know that self-care is a luxury. Not all of us have this luxury. If you're living in survival mode, you may not have the space for this. But for those of us who do, it's almost like we have to do the work for those who can't. So take advantage of these tools, these resources, these ideas. Take care of your earth element. Take care of your gut health. Take care of your kidneys. Relax your liver. Open your heart. And then let go by strengthening your lungs.
Indeed, many on the planet today are living in survival. And it's all of us who are living life with all our comforts intact and taken care of, who I think are really the beacons, need to be the beacons of the light. We need to really raise the vibration, you know, for the entire world. And that's why spiritual teachers always say, it starts with yourself.
And with that, we want to thank you for being here. We want to thank you for doing this work and for taking the time to listen to these episodes, for really being interested to make a difference within yourself so that you can contribute to making a difference in the world.
And remember, in the words of G.K. Chesterton, angels fly because they take themselves lightly.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Natural Healing Podcast.
And as always, we look forward to next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, if you haven't already done so, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. This ensures that we can share this invaluable information with more listeners just like you.